So I didn't consciously set out to write about pain and its many manifestations, but I think that that came through because that's what I was dealing with at the time. This is Nadine Pined, and I'm a writer. I found something, okay. This is called Known by Her Scars. She is warm-blooded, and so are we. She carries her young for 13 months and has to come up for air. We count and keep track by charting her scars. I've lived with chronic pain for a great part of my life, and most recently, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. I came down with symptoms after a series of intense surgeries that were related to endometriosis. After those surgeries, I was not the same as before, and I began having widespread pain, a constant sense of fatigue, and I had particular spots on my body where if they were even touched in a moderate way, I felt a lot of pain. So it took me several years to get the correct diagnosis. And for a lot of that time, I felt as if people were telling me it's all in your head. And if they can't see them, sometimes they don't believe that these disabilities are real, or they believe people are simply lazy or crazy or both. The map of her past is unfurled on her back. Steel sliced her skin. She knows where each cut happened, but can't avoid the danger to find warmer water. The boats speed up. She's always in the way. I think the other problem, too, is all of us have felt pain at some time in our lives. And for people who don't have fibromyalgia, you feel pain, but it goes away. And so the idea is that there's this narrative that it has a beginning, middle, and end. There are writers I've turned to who talk about pain in ways that are richer and deeper. One of them is actually the French writer Alphonse Daudet. He said that pain is always new to the sufferer, but loses its originality for those around him. How it affects me, fibromyalgia, as a writer, is that I don't have the energy to do as much writing as I want to do. The other level is I've changed the way that I write by paying more attention to the world around me a lot more. I think that comes from not wanting to be narrowly focused on the chronic condition. So instead of limiting your world, I think that illness in a way can actually lead to insight if you're willing to let it in. A manatee is known by her scars. She wears them the way fish wear hooks in their mouths. She dives back down, not afraid of the dark.